He's one of the stars of the TV show Young Rock. Wayne Matty joins us right now.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
So Young Rock, is this the story of Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yes, that's correct. It's the life of Dwayne The Rock Johnson as he's growing up and so on. And he goes through all the different genres and different age groups as he grows up. And what he went through with growing up with his father, being a pro wrestler and so on.
Yeah, I've caught a few episodes of this show on Foxtel. It's a great show. So The Rock, he came out to Australia for it, right? Did he spend much time with you guys, the cast? How did that all come about?
Look, actually, he couldn't get out to Australia. It was at a time when COVID was pretty bad. He had just gone through and recovered from COVID along with his family.
Oh, so that's right.
Was he meant to come, though? I could swear I saw that he was coming to Australia for it. COVID stopped that, did it?
Yes, I believe he probably had every intention to come over to do it, absolutely. Mm. But with COVID, yeah, it was not doable.
And can we just clarify that you are not playing The Rock in the TV show? You're playing, I mean, you could have because you're a beefcake, but you're playing a pro wrestler.
Yes, look, no, I'm not playing The Rock. No, I play an iconic 80s wrestling legend by the name of Sergeant Slaughter.
Have you ever considered actually wrestling yourself?
You know, funny enough, I was a professional wrestler.
There you go.
Yes. My wrestling name was The Maniac.
And you have I don't want to call it a side hustle, but Shadow Group is sort of like a security agency that you run. And so you've actually spent a fair bit of your time looking after A-listers as well.
Yeah, look, we have a company called Shadow Security Group. We do personal protection for celebrities and so on. I've done it for over 30 years. So we can do anyone from models, rock bands, you know, movie stars, athletes, executive protection, anyone you can think of.
Did you do Justin Bieber's security detail when he came to Adelaide in 2011 or 12 or whatever it was?
No, thank God.
Because you would have had to deal with so many annoying teenage girls.
Look, you'd be surprised. The crowds that gather for celebrities are insane. It's just like mass gatherings everywhere. So it's all different age groups and so on. It's just huge.
Does anything spring to mind as something like the weirdest thing you've seen while doing that job?
Not the weirdest, but probably one of the more intense ones was when I was with John Travolta. We just finished a sort of evening with, and as we were leaving the building out in the back, there's a big caged off area, which the public were kept out of so that we could get him in his car. But he loves to go out and meet the fans and, you know, have a photo with him and so on. He's such a nice guy. And as he was going along the fence line, he realized that he could see where there was a break in the fence, and it was actually the gate. So what he's done, he's just looked at me, given me a look, and then just pulled the gate open and walked straight into the crowd.
No way.
Oh my God. So I just had to go rushing in the crowd with him and stand behind him to make sure he was all right while he signed a few things and took a few photos.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's intense. Mm. Did he ever talk about Scientology to you?
No, funny enough, he never mentioned Scientology one bit. We got along like a house on fire. He was such a nice guy. When he got off the private jet on the airstrip, the first thing he said when he walked up to me is he stuck his hand out and he goes, "You are one very impressive man."
Oh, that's cool. Wow, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, we're going to be buddies for life.
When I look at this list of a few names that we've got in front of us here that you've worked with, Jean-Claude Van Damme, does he need protection?
Look, you'd be surprised. These guys are the legit tough guys from the 80s. I've heard him and Steven Seagal, but
yeah,
they do not want to be depicted as the bad guy in the public. So if people are coming up wanting photos, they want signatures and so on, and if we're on a tight schedule, they're not the ones to say, "No, sorry, I can't do it. That's my job."
Ah, oh, see how that works.
Guy.
We've also got David Beckham here. What's he like?
Yeah. Look, nice guy. Doesn't particularly like the paparazzi, so we had to do a few things when he was here and so on. We'd have decoy cars that would take off, which the media would chase.
That's cool.
And even have him in another car and stuff like that.
So. I love that stuff. It's like secret agent stuff.
And just towards the end of this list, Jessica and Cyrell from Maths, was that just a job you did for a mate?
You needed the money.
No, look, they needed protection. You know, you'd be surprised at how many people don't like either Cyrell or Jess for the way they were depicted on the show. So at the end of the day, they're still human beings. They need to have their own protection whilst they're out in the public doing PR and so on. You know, everyone deserves that. So
that's great.
Yeah, it sounds like you get along with most. Has there been anyone that's been even a little bit difficult or not what you expected?
Look, to be honest, I get along pretty much with most of the clientele that we have. At the end of the day, it's professionalism. You do your job. That's what it is. But, you know, let's just say some of the models are a little bit more harder to manage. That's the best way to say it.
Full of themselves, maybe.
Interesting.
The models.
doing?
Well, dude, it's, I mean, you've got a lot going on. You've got that business. You've got a bunch of movies to your name as well and The Young Rock. What is next?
Yeah, look, I actually just last week I did two auditions for two pretty big projects that I'll have to wait and see if they were successful enough, which then would continue on with the acting career. That's my main focus now. I've done personal protection for 30 years, so done the wrestling for 15. Now it's time to move into the acting, which I've done for 10 years already, but it's just slowly starting to build and gain momentum now after Young Rock. And I did a movie prior to that called Never Too Late with James Cromwell, Jack Thompson and Jackie Weaver. So,
oh, amazing.
How good. Do you draw on any of your connections that you've worked for? Like, do you send Jean-Claude Van Damme a text and say, bro, can I get in your next movie?
No, I haven't done that. Look, they all know about me and what I do and so on. So if I'm lucky enough that their team or whoever will reach out, that would be fantastic. But I certainly don't push them to try and put me into anything. So,
Wayne, can we keep your number? Because Gaundy is campaigning to get into the Big Brother VIP house. And if he is successful, he will become a household name and will need protection.
Look, happy to help out always.
Yep.
Excellent.
I'm right up there with difficulty when it comes to the models, mate. I'll
He's
be
the biggest
hard
diva.
Work. I'll be hard work, Wayne.
I can't wait.
Oh, Wayne Maddie, thanks so much for joining us. It's a fascinating story and we can't wait to see what you pop up in next.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy, mate. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, Wayne, quickly, the stuff that you're filming, is this all Australia-based because of COVID? Because you can't really go overseas.
Yeah, no, the travel at the moment is not happening. I mean, you'd be surprised at how much stuff is being filmed here in Australia at the moment. It's colossal. Like, just here in Adelaide itself, only a few weeks ago when I was talking to my casting agent, they said there was 11 projects being filmed in Adelaide at the moment.
Wow.
How good's that?
That's amazing.
Sydney and Melbourne, so.
That's crazy
at the
moment.
That's so good for the local industry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the film industry here is just booming now. I mean, I read that Marvel were going to shift their studios here so that they could be here for the next 5 years to film. Shoot. So that's huge.
That's amazing, man. All right, well, cool. Can't wait to see, Wayne.
Good luck.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
See
Cheers,
ya.
Man.
Bye.